Okay, so welcome to the first installment. The first mitzvah that we're going to talk about is the mitzvah of Tkiyat Shofar, which is very timely because that's what we're up to. We're a week before Rosh Hashanah. So we all know that there's a mitzvah of Tkiyat Shofar. The question is, what is the nature of this mitzvah of Tkiyat Shofar? It sounds like a very innocent question, but hopefully in the next 20 minutes or so, you'll realize that the question itself is a much more complicated question of what is the essence of the mitzvah of Tkiyat Shofar. In fact, just to say Tkiyat Shofar might be misleading. Here we go. Our first source is from Mishnah Torah. Mishnah Torah is the Rambam. Okay, so we see Mishnah Torah. That was the Rambam Sefer on Halacha. He has all of Hilchot Shofar, Sukkah, and Lulav in one Sefer. Mishnah Torah, Hilchot Shofar, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. The Rambam says, and listen carefully, the Rambam says, Mitzvas Asei Shel Torah. There's a positive commandment in the Torah, Lishmoa Truat HaShofar, to hear the sound of the trua of the shofar. Barosh Hashanah, on Rosh Hashanah, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Bamidbar Parachavtes, Yom Trua Yelachem, it is a day of trua, of shofar sounds. Okay, so the Rambam seemed to say something, it doesn't seem to be anything innovative in what he said. He basically quoted a Pasuk in Chumash and said, on Rosh Hashanah we have to hear the shofar. This is something that we've known for our whole lives, we grew up with this. You'll notice that I bolded the three words, and we're going to see why those words are significant. Let's go to the next halacha. The next halacha, two halachas later, the Mishnah Torah, Helcha Shofar, Sukkah, Velulav, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel. Says the Rambam, Shofar shall akum ein token bo lechatchila. A shofar of a non-Jew, akum is an acronym for Ovdei Kochavim Umazalo, idol worshippers. We are not allowed to blow a shofar ideally. Lechatchila means ideally. V'im taka, what if you did blow a shofar that was from an idol worshipper? Yatsa, you fulfilled your mitzvah. V'shalir hanidachas, that's a city that the majority of the people there were idol worshippers and the city was destroyed. Im taka bo, if you take a shofar that belonged to that city, the halacha is that city is completely destroyed and all of its contents are destroyed. We're not allowed to use them. If you use them, lo yatsa, you have not fulfilled your mitzvah. Okay, now let's see the punchline of the Rambam that we need. Shofar ha-gozel. Okay, you steal a shofar. Shetakabo. And then you blew shofar with a stolen shofar. Yatza, you fulfilled your mitzvah. Okay. Now Rambam says why. She'ein ha-mitzvah ela bishmias ha-kol. The mitzvah of shofar, if I would ask you, what's the mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah? The answer is, it's to hear the shofar. To hear the shofar. Like the Rambam says in the first halacha, Lishmoa Chuas HaShofar, to hear the sound of the shofar. Afal pi shelo noga bo v'lo higbiho. If you were able to blow the shofar without touching it, usually when we do a mitzvah, we hold the item, whether it's a lulav and an esrog, or any other mitzvah, we're holding on to the mitzvah. You need to hear a sound. You don't even need to blow the shofar. You need to hear a sound. Okay? And even if you didn't touch the shofar, you didn't hold on to the shofar, Hashomea Yatza, the person who hears the sound of the shofar fulfilled the mitzvah, Ve'ein ba'kol din gezel. And there's no such thing as stealing the sound of the shofar. You stole the physical shofar, the horn, but you didn't steal the sound. The sound is separate. And the mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah is to hear a sound of shofar. Okay? And then the Rambam later on in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud, okay, this is in the middle of the halacha, Ve'echad Omei to Bevarech, the Rambam is describing the order of how we blow shofar. One person stands up and he makes a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elkeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kedeshanu B'Mitzvosav Tzivanu, Lishmoa Kol Shofar, to hear the sound of the shofar, Ve'chol Ha'am Onin Amen, and everybody says Amen. Okay, here too, I highlighted the words Lishmoa Kol Shofar. The reason I highlighted those words is because we're about to see that not everybody agrees. The Rush is an acronym for Rabbeinu Asher. Rabbeinu Asher was one of the Rishonim. He was the father of the Tur. The Tur was the precursor to a sefer that many of you have heard of, the Shulchan Aruch. The Tur was the first one to organize all of Shulchan Aruch in chapters. Before that, all of the halachot were based on the Gemara. Okay, so if you wanted to learn the halachas of Kiddush, ironically, they're not in Maseches Shabbos, they're in Maseches Pesachim. You'd have to go to Maseches Pesachim. The end of Maseches Pesachim discusses the laws of Kiddush and the laws of Havdalah. So what the Tur did, the Tur was the first one that he put everything into units. So all of Hilchot Shabbos was together, all of Hilchot Brachot was together, all of the Halachot of Pesach were together. Before that, if you wanted Halacha, you had to learn the Gemara. And then there were Rishonim who would write a Halachic commentary on the Gemara. For example, Rabbeinu Asher was one of them, the Rush that we're about to quote. Rabbeinu Asher wrote a commentary on the Gemara which was only Halacha. Rabbeinu Yitzchak Alfasi, who was the Rif, one of the Sephardi Rishonim, he wrote a halachic commentary on the Gemara, only including the halachic sections, not including any of the other sections. So the Rambam wrote his Sefer of Halacha, and then the Tur came along, the son of the Rush, and he organized it the way that the Shulchan Aruch has it. Okay? Says the Rush. This is in the back of the Gemara. In any standard, regular Gemara, the Rush is printed in the back. V'Rabbeinu Tam Kasav Sheyesh Levarech Al Tekiya Shofar. Rabbeinu Tam says the bracha that we should make when we blow the shofar is Baruch Atah Hashem Malkeinu Mafalam Asher Kedashanu B'Mitzvosav V'Tzivanu Al Tekiya Shofar. Now that's not what the Rambam said. The Rambam said Lishmoa Kol Shofar. Okay, Mishum Ta'asiyah Hi Gemar Mitzvasa. Okay, Asiyasa, the act. Okay, of the tkia, of blowing the tkia, is the Gemar Mitzvah. Okay, V'Ravya, another Rishon, Hevi HaYerushalmi, the Talmud Yerushalmi was the alternate to the Talmud Bavli, the Talmud Yerushalmi which was written in Eretz Yisrael by Rabbi Yochanan. So over there, the Ravya proves from the Talmud Yerushalmi, Tokea Shofar Tzarech Levarech Aleph Kuf Bet Vav is Asher Kedeshanu B'Mitzvotav V'Tzivanu Lishmoa B'Kol Shofar. To hear the sound of the shofar, v'shechianu, and then a shechianu, v'achar kach token, and then you blow the shofar. V'chein kasav bahag, the Baal Halachot Gedolos, one of the other Rishonim, hadam mevarchem l'shmoa b'kol shofar, to hear the sound of the shofar, v'lo mevarchem l'skoa b'shofar, we don't make the bracha on blowing the shofar, or al tkiya shofar, or on the mitzvah of blowing the shofar, kimo al mikra megillah, like we say by reading the Megillah, the bracha that we make is Al Mikra Megillah, on reading the Megillah, not on hearing the Megillah. Mishum de b'shmias kol shofar hu yotze. Because a person fulfills the mitzvah when he hears the shofar. Velo b'tkiya shofar. Not blowing the shofar. The mitzvah is not to blow the shofar. The mitzvah is to hear the shofar. So it seems that we have two opinions in the Rishonim. Opinion number one, and that's the opinion of the Rambam, and also the Rav Yon, also the Bahag, is that the mitzvah is, what's the mitzvah that we do with the horn on? On Rosh Hashanah, the answer is, we hear the shofar. And Rabbeinu Tam seems to disagree. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, that's not the mitzvah. Of course you hear the shofar, and you hear the shofar, but that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to blow the shofar. Okay? Now, this is a side topic. The question is then, why doesn't every blow... If according to Rabbeinu Tam, why don't you have everybody blowing their own shofar? So that is a separate issue, but for now at least, let's understand. We have two ways of understanding this mitzvah. Is the mitzvah to hear the sound of the shofar, or is the mitzvah to blow the shofar? Okay? Two ways of understanding what the essence of the mitzvah of shofar is. Why does it matter? So right here, we have one very good example of why it matters. And that is because, what bracha are we going to make? Are we going to make a bracha lishmoa b'kol shofar, to hear the sound of the shofar? Or is the bracha going to be litkoa shofar, to blow the shofar, or al tekiat shofar? Okay? So whether or not the mitzvah is to hear or to blow is going to determine what the nature, what the essence of the mitzvah is, and in turn, the bracha that we need to make in shul. Okay? And that is the machloket between Rambam and Rambam, Rav Yo, and Bahag against Rabbeinu Tam. Okay. Now we could stop right there. Okay? And simply put, we have an argument among the Rishonim, is it to hear or to blow? I want to learn two snippets from Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, and those are also going to help us try to develop this idea on a deeper level. The Mishnah Rosh Hashanah Per Gimel Mishnah Zayin Hatokel L'Sochabor. If one blows the shofar into going into a pit, or the person's in a pit, Olusochadus Olusochapitas, some type of cistern, some type of area that's enclosed that has a little opening, okay, but it's enclosed. Why is that significant? The answer is because what do you hear if you blow into the pit? If I'm standing outside the pit, I might hear the sound of the shofar, but what might I hear? An echo. Okay, I might hear an echo. So here's the halacha, and this is a Mishnah. Im kol shofar shama, if you heard the sound of the shofar, yatsa. You fulfilled your mitzvah. Okay? V'im kol havara shama, what if you heard an echo? Lo yatsa. Didn't fulfill your mitzvah. Now, simply put, the Mishnah sounds like it's telling us the mitzvah is to hear the shofar. Right? Because here we have a case where a person is blowing the shofar. A person's for sure blowing the shofar. By the way, the guy who blows the shofar, he also has to hear the sound, right? His mitzvah is no different than everybody else. It's just that he is leading the congregation. Okay? So he's in the pit. He blows the shofar. And he hears the echo, right? He hears that echo. So the Mishnah says if he hears an echo, he didn't fulfill his mitzvah. Wait, but if the mitzvah is to blow the shofar, he blew the shofar. Yeah? He blew the shofar. There was no problem with the blowing of the shofar. The problem was with hearing it. Right? He didn't hear it properly. He didn't hear the actual shofar. He heard an echo of the shofar. If that's true, then it sounds like this Mishnah is telling us that the real mitzvah is to blow the shofar, to hear the shofar, not to blow the shofar. Because if it was to blow the shofar, then why do we care that you heard an echo? You don't need to hear it. The mitzvah is to blow the shofar. That's one Mishnah. Okay, one Mishnah which sounds like it's a proof that the mitzvah is to hear the shofar. Next, the very next Mishnah, Perek Gimel Mishnah Ches, says the Mishnah, Cheresh Shota Katan. We know in Halacha, a person needs to be bar or bas mitzvah in order to be able to make mature decisions. Okay, under that age, a person is not considered equipped to be responsible for themselves and responsible for their decisions. And we know this for ourselves, that we're around this age, and this is the time at which Hashem expects us now to be able to take responsibility, and obviously expectations communally to take responsibility for what you're doing. And that's the age of 12 for a girl, 13 for a boy, but Chereshot of a Katan would be somebody who doesn't have that knowledge, and that's why they're not allowed to help somebody else fulfill the mitzvah. Okay? So, as an example, if you have to make kiddush, right? And you have a seven-year-old cannot make kiddush for an adult. Okay, why? Because the seven-year-old is not obligated, and the seven-year-old is not obligated because they don't have that level of responsibility, that level of das, of understanding. So a cheireshot of a katan, somebody who is not mentally capable of doing that, okay? Either they're a deaf-mute, a person who's not mentally 100%, or a katan is a minor, somebody who's not yet bar mitzvah, ein motzin es rami dechovasan. That person can't blow the shofar. Okay, so I guess Eitan's not here now, but Eitan is not yet a gadol. He's not yet bar mitzvah. He can't yet blow the shofar. So during the month of Elul, it's a minug. It's not the technical mitzvah, but he's allowed to do it. So Elul, he does it. On Rosh Hashanah in Shul, he can't do it. Next year, he'll be able to do it. Now, what does this sound like, this halacha? So let's understand. When we learn this Mishnah, it's just a Mishnah, halacha. And by the way, this is not even surprising. This is standard. Like we said, a seven-year-old is not allowed to make kiddush for somebody else. They're not allowed to blow shofar for somebody else. Wait one second. If the mitzvah is to blow the shofar, so then the seven-year-old is not allowed to do it for me. But if the mitzvah is to hear the shofar, I don't need him to do it. I mean, I'm doing it myself, right? He's making the noise. I'm just hearing the shofar. Yeah? I'm just hearing the shofar. I'm not relying on his action. Yes, technically I am, because if he didn't blow the shofar, the sound wouldn't be there. But it sounds from the Mishnah like the mitzvah is to blow, not to hear. Because if it was to hear, then why does it matter that he was 7 years old? If he made the right sounds, it should be fine. If he can't do that for me, it must be that the mitzvah is to blow the shofar, and blowing the shofar is a problem because he's not obligated to do the mitzvah. He can't do it for me. So this Mishnah sounds like the mitzvah is to blow the shofar, not to hear the shofar. So we had a machlokas rishonim. What is the bracha that you make? The Rambam, the Rav Yoh, the Bahag said the bracha you make is l'shmoa b'kol shofar. And it seems from there that the mitzvah is to hear. Rabbeinu Tam, who was a grandson of Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam was of the opinion the bracha is al tkiyah shofar. And it sounds like according to Rabbeinu Tam, the mitzvah is to blow the shofar. Of course, you have to hear the shofar, but the real mitzvah is to blow the shofar. And then we had two mishnayos, and they seem to contradict each other. On the one hand, if you hear an echo, you don't fulfill your mitzvah. Why not? It must be the mitzvah is to hear the shofar. You didn't hear the shofar. You heard an echo. You blew the shofar, and the blowing of the shofar was A-OK. It doesn't matter. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to hear. But in the very next halacha, we're told that a seven-year-old can't blow the shofar for you. Wait, why not? If the sound came out, then I heard it. I don't need the seven-year-old. I heard the sound myself. So then I should have fulfilled my mitzvah. If the seven-year-old can't blow shofar for me, it must be that the mitzvah is to blow shofar, and the seven-year-old cannot blow shofar on my behalf. So we have two opposing mishnayot. Okay. So until now, the way we understood it was that there's two ways to look at it. Either the mitzvah is to blow shofar, or the mitzvah is to hear the shofar. On the second side of the page, we have two sources. So I'll share the first source with you. It's from a sefer called Minchas Chinuch. Many of you, if you've heard me speak enough times, I'm sure you've heard me mention the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch is a book which was written to explain all 613 mitzvos, give a brief synopsis of the halachos, and the reason you hear me quote it often is because it has what's called the Shoresh HaMitzvah, where the Sefer HaChinuch tries to learn what is the lesson of the specific mitzvah. Shoresh HaMitzvah is what lesson can we learn, what's the meaning behind it, why does Hashem want us to do this, etc. And for every mitzvah, he gives a Shoresh HaMitzvah. Now, that was designed just to give the brief halacha. In the 1800s, there was a Rav by the name of Yosef Babad, and he wrote a commentary, a very analytical commentary on the Sefer HaChinuch called Minchas Chinuch, where he analyzes all these halacha. Okay? They have the volume that I have at home. For my bar mitzvah, I got a two-volume Minchas Chinuch. Then that was with an old print. Then they reprinted them in a nice, beautiful text, and it's three volumes. And most recently, they're working on this multi-volume set with a lot of footnotes, and then footnotes on the footnotes at the bottom. And it's, I think they're up to volume 4 right now, and they're up to mitzvah Reish Pei Dalet, 284. 284, which is didn't get up to this mitzvah, but they have extensive footnotes. 4 volumes, it's probably going to take them 8 volumes to finish. I have the 3-volume one. I actually have the 2-volume one for my bar mitzvah, but it's not easy to read. It's like the old, print. The line spacing is not great, and the font is not great either. I have the newer, the 3-volume one, and then this the super duper one is still in the works. But it quotes sources that agree with the Minchas Chinuch or disagree or write about, discuss the Minchas Chinuch, ask questions, and etc. So when you want to learn even in more depth, it's helpful to have that. But anyway, that's in the process. So says the Minchas Chinuch. When he's discussing this mitzvah, Minchas Chinuch says the following. He says, the mitzvah is shenitztavinu lishma kol shofar b'yom Rosh Hashanah. We're commanded to hear the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Okay. I'm going to try to read it. I don't know if we're going to get to all of it. Mitzvah zu mevur ba'arichas b'rambam helcha shofar u'betur shulchan aruch or achayim b'helcha shofar. Okay? If you want to learn all the details of helcha shofar, you learn the Rambam or you learn the shulchan aruch, the tur and the shulchan aruch in helcha shofar, and you'll get it. Okay, v'dover hanoig bizmanenu, it's something we do up until this day. The reason he writes that by the mitzvot is because there are a lot of the 613 mitzvot which are not noheg nowadays because they're related to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, and there's a lot written in the Rishonim and the Achronim about this. Okay, Mashakazav harav ha-machaber mitzvah lishmoa. Now, the Sefer HaChinuch also says that the mitzvah is to hear. Kein hu lashon ha-rambam kan, that's what the Rambam says. We saw that. Vayin betur, vayin mashakazav ha-achronim. And a lot of people have written about this. And what do they say? And this is the Minchas Chinuch. Others say this as well. The Shagas Aryeh, Rav Aryeh Leib Ginsburg from the 1700s, the Shagas Aryeh writes this as well. And there's a Sefer on... Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Yuma, and Sukkah, and the one in his Sefer on Rosh Hashanah called Yom Teruah, he also writes this as well. Dishnehem hein shmiya behein tkiya. I'm reading the bold words. Hu ha-mitzvah. Says the Minchas Chinuch, it was very nice that there were two ways of looking at it, and depending on how you look at it, that's how you decide what the bracha should be. But our problem was, when we looked at the bottom of our source sheet, we saw two Mishnayos which seemed to contradict each other. So, if you say that the mitzvah is to hear the shofar, so then how do you explain the Mishnah that says that a minor can't blow shofar for you? You heard the shofar. And if you say that the mitzvah is to blow the shofar, so how do you explain why if you blow the shofar while you're in a big pit, and you hear the echo, why don't you fulfill your mitzvah? You blew the shofar. So says the Minchas Chinuch, both of them have to give. So how do they give? Says the Minchas Chinuch, it's very simple. Dishneyan, hein shmiya vehein hatkiya. Both the listening and the hearing, hu ha-mitzvah. That's the mitzvah. Ve'echad belo chavero lo mahani. You can't have one without the other. The Minchas Chinuch says, and others say this as well, that it's a combination. How do we understand the nature of the mitzvah of tkiya shofar? The answer is, it's got two parts. It has a part of it is you have to hear, but it's also that you have to blow the shofar. So two parts. That's how the Minchas Chinuch addresses the mitzvah of tkiya shofar. So we have two opinions. Well, the way we set it up was it seems like two opinions. The problem is we have halachos that prove both opinions. So you have to be able to explain your understanding of the mitzvah of blowing shofar has to agree with all the Mishnayos and all the Gemaras. Otherwise we know that it can't be totally true. So in order to resolve this conflict, the Minchas Chinuch says, yeah, no problem. Everybody agrees that there's two parts to the mitzvah. The machlokas may be what the main one is. Okay. And that might be how we determine what the bracha is. But says the Minchas Chinuch, no. Of course they're both part of the mitzvah. If you say that the mitzvah is to blow shofar, that the bracha is al tkiat shofar, Rabbeinu Tam, that doesn't mean there's only a mitzvah to blow a shofar. Of course, you also have to hear the shofar. But that's the main part of the mitzvah. And now we turn to the bottom, to the last source. Let's try to get it in the next few minutes. The last source is a sefer called Eretz HaTzvi. So Eretz HaTzvi is... This is the sefer Eretz HaTzvi. So some of you are aware. Eretz HaTzvi was written by Rav Herschel Schechter, who's a Rosh Yeshiva now in NYU, in Yeshiva University. I've heard many shirim from him. I've spoken to him many times. And in his Sefer, he's a close student of Rav Soloveitchik. In his Sefer, he mentions something he heard from Rav Soloveitchik, and he develops this idea, a different way of looking at this mitzvah. In other words, we said that there's the Minchas Chinuch explained, how do you deal with the Mishnah saying this way and the Mishnah saying that way? Very simple. It's a combination. Okay? Rav Schechter gives a very different way to look at it. Says Rav Schechter, Va'al derech ze nira, I'm coming in the middle of a paragraph, in the middle of a whole, I couldn't quote the whole thing, it goes on for pages in there, I just took one paragraph of it. Va'al derech ze nira lomar, and based on what we said previously, we can explain, Gamkein, b'mitzvah shofar, the mitzvah of shofar, shemaisa ha-mitzvah, hum maisa hatkia. The action of the mitzvah is blowing shofar. The ilu kiyum ha-mitzvah, kiyum ha-mitzvah, the fulfillment of the mitzvah, you fulfill the mitzvah by hearing. Okay? Two parts. And earlier in his essay, he gives other examples. But normally speaking, a mitzvah is the same thing. The mitzvah is to light the candles, and the candles are lit. They're not different things. But here, the action of the mitzvah, the kiyum ha-mitzvah and the maisa ha-mitzvah. The maisa ha-mitzvah is the action. The action is to blow the shofar. The fulfillment, the kiyum of the mitzvah, is to hear the sound. Those are two separate ideas. Okay? So says Rav Schechter, everybody agrees that the action of the mitzvah is to blow the shofar. And the fulfillment of the mitzvah is to hear the shofar. That's why a minor can't blow the shofar for you, because you don't have an action of a mitzvah. Right? You need an adult to blow the shofar, to have the action of the mitzvah. And everybody agrees that if you only heard an echo, you didn't have the fulfillment, the kiyum ha-mitzvah. You don't have the fulfillment because you didn't hear the shofar. You heard an echo. Of course, they both agree. They're both two parts to it. Okay? But again, one part is the action, and one part is the fulfillment. And normally, we make a bracha on the fulfillment. Okay? And that's why you would make a bracha, lishmoa kol shofar, which is why that's what we do. And Rabbeinu Tam would say, yeah, normally you make a bracha on the fulfillment of the mitzvah. But in this case, since the fulfillment of the mitzvah and the action of the mitzvah happen simultaneously, therefore you make a bracha on the action, on the blowing of the shofar. So again, we had a machlokes rishonim. Two ways of looking at it. Is the mitzvah to hear, or is the mitzvah to blow the shofar? We quoted a Mishnah to prove that it's to hear. We quoted a Mishnah to prove that it's to blow. That's a problem, because it can't be one to the exclusion of the other. So says the Minchas Chinuch, yeah, it's not to the exclusion of the other. There's two mitzvos here. There's two parts to the mitzvah. The mitzvah of shofar is to hear the shofar and to blow the shofar. Two separate parts to the mitzvah. So Rav Shechter comes along and says a little bit differently. There is an action, a mitzvah action, and a mitzvah fulfillment. The mitzvah action is to blow the shofar. The mitzvah to the fulfillment of the mitzvah is to hear the shofar. They both go hand in hand. You can't have one without the other. Those are two different ways to understand how we can make sense of this mitzvah. So if anybody asks you, what is that mitzvah that we do? You could tell them, well, either there's a mitzvah to blow shofar and a mitzvah to hear shofar, or the action is to blow the shofar, the fulfillment, the kiyum, is to hear the shofar. Thank you very much for coming. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
I know what...